You're experiencing the Spencer Ryan Podcast. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the podcast. My name is Spencer Ryan. I am a freelance photographer and filmmaker. Today's podcast is going to be a little bit niche, but it's very important information for those of you guys that are self-employed, running a business, especially photographers and filmmakers. I'm going to share some advice with you guys that has really helped me when it comes to tax time, because tax time is right around the corner. And for those of you that are self-employed, well, you probably know that we owe We owe estimated quarterly taxes and annual taxes. So I want to dive into a tool that has really helped me. This may be a little bit boring to some of you guys, but it's really good information. So stay tuned. So I use an app to pretty much track all of my business expenses. And if you didn't know this, the IRS requests that you make quarterly estimated tax payments. So four times a year, you're supposed to make an estimated tax payment to the IRS if you are self-employed. That means if you're 1099 and things like that. So one of the biggest things that's going to help you along the road is tracking your business expenses. Because what happens is if you make $75,000, say, right, a year, you're going to owe roughly 30% of that in taxes. But what happens is each time you have a business expense, meaning if you spend money on, you know, equipment or office supplies for your business, or you spend money on taking people out for business meetings, things like that, those are expenses that you can classify to get a tax deduction. Now, what that means is it doesn't mean that you, like, say you go spend $10 on a meal or a coffee with someone, that doesn't mean you're going to get $10 back. It means you're going to be eligible to have $10 of tax deductions, which will then be deducted from the total income. So say you make $75,000, right? And at the end of the year, you have $20,000 in tax deductions. It's going to take that income that you have subtracted by $20,000, and that's your new taxable income, if that makes sense. So it's really easy to track these days. At one point, it was kind of difficult. What you had to do was you had to save all of your receipts. You had to make sure you had good detailed records of everything that you spent money on for your business, and then you would compile all of that, bring it to your CPA or accountant, and they would put it all together and send it to the IRS. But now we live in a digital age, things are a lot easier, and there are utilities out here to help you. But I'm gonna talk about the one that pretty much helps me and basically makes it super easy for me to track my expenses. Now, I do wanna say that this episode is not sponsored, so in no way is this episode sponsored, but it's a really good tool that I feel like is worth mentioning to all of you guys. One quick thing I do want to mention, though, is that this podcast is being recorded on a microphone that was sent to me. So it's kind of sponsored in that sense. But this is the Fine K668 microphone. And I wanted to give it a shot for this podcast because this company reached out to me and asked me to give it a go and make a video review about it. So that's going to be dropping on my YouTube very shortly. But I don't know how the audio sounds. Maybe you guys can let me know. Anyways, back to the topic of discussion. QuickBooks Intuit Self-Employed, or Intuit QuickBooks Self-Employed, is the application that I use. It's available in the App Store. And what it does is it automatically connects to your bank accounts. And that's really handy, especially if you have an account specifically for your business. Say you have a business bank account, you can connect this application to that. And what it's going to do is basically track all of the money that you spend. And it's also going to track all the money that comes in. So it gives you a really easy way to classify what you're spending your money on in business. And it also lets you see how much, it lets you track rather how much income you've had for the year. And then it compiles all of this information, puts it together, and also shows you what your estimated quarterly tax payment is. So it'll break it down into four quarters, quarter one, two, three, four, and it'll show you exactly what your estimated tax payment is based on your income and deductions. So it's a really good way to track your expenses. So like, let's say you have a meal with Joe Schmo today, you're meeting him for coffee to talk about your budget or whatever, right? So you spend $5.70 on coffee for yourself and Joe Schmo. right? So what's going to happen is that's going to get deducted from your bank account. And then QuickBooks is going to go over to, into your bank account. It's going to scan it. It's going to see that transaction. And it's going to pop up to you and say, hey, I found a transaction. Is this business or personal? Well, since it's coming from your business account, or if it's coming from your regular bank account, you get the choice to choose. You say this is for business, and then you classify it as meals. You can make notes, and if you want, you can save the receipt, right? So like you can actually take a picture of the receipt and it'll be there so that you have it in case you ever get audited by the IRS. Now, what's interesting is you spent money, you spent additional money to meet Joe. And I don't know if you know this, but the money that you spent to drive to Joe is actually deductible as well. See, you have these things called business miles, and you can get a tax deduction for that. Now, you have to break it down into two ways. Everything I'm telling you guys should not be constituted as tax advice. You definitely need to speak to a specialist, but I do this every day, so I'm kind of giving you this advice anyways. So it's really important to know that like as much as you use your car for business, that can be deducted off of your taxes as well. And there's pretty much two ways to do it. The way that I use is a mileage deduction. So there is a IRS mileage rate that is basically given every year. And this year, 2019, it's 58 cents per mile. So every mile that you drive for a business related purpose is 58 cents each mile that can be deducted off your total taxable income. And what the app does, self-employed, QuickBooks self-employed, actually tracks it in the background. So it uses the GPS data, and when you drive, it will give you the starting point, the ending point, how many miles it was. It will tell you the potential deduction, and then you classify it either as business or personal. So this is a really good way to be able to track all of your guys' expenses, put them together, compile them, and then they also have QuickBooks self-employed TurboTax that basically like all of the QuickBooks self-employed information gets plugged into that, and you can file your taxes on your own, or you can just compile all of these reports, download them, print them, whatever, and send them to your accountant. So this is a really good way for you guys to save money. Trust me, you don't want to be giving the IRS more money than they deserve, because they will gladly take it from you. So if you're, you know, running a business, you're self-employed, if you're a photographer, a filmmaker, there's a lot of different things that you guys can deduct. You can deduct your business miles, you can deduct your camera expenses, you can deduct laptops, software, things like Photoshop, Lightroom, all of that stuff. You can deduct all of these things to basically give you kind of a tax break. So I hope that information is good for you guys. I hope you can use something with it. I do have a link for any of you guys that are interested in using this software that will give you 50% off for 6 months. And unfortunately, because it's a podcast, I can't really like shoot it over to you on the audio waves. So if you want, follow me on Instagram at @TheSpencerRyan and shoot me a message. Say, hey, I listened to your podcast. I'm interested in the link to get 50% off for 6 months on QuickBooks Self-Employed. I think it comes out to like, I don't even remember. It's like $5 a month or something. So it's super cheap, really easy to use, guys. I highly recommend it. So anyways, that's my advice for you guys on tax preparation. Hope you guys enjoy today's podcast. And yeah, we'll get right into creator of the podcast. All right, it's time for today's creator of the podcast. And for today's creator of the podcast, I'm choosing Tim Clark. This is a photographer that I actually know through an alternative content creation platform known as Steam. However, I really love his work, especially on Instagram. If you go follow him, it is at Tim Clark Photo. That's Tim Clark with an E at the end, photo. He has a really good, like, warm vibe to all of his work. I love, like, especially, like, because he's a coffee fanatic. So, you know, naturally, I'm going to be connected to this guy because I love coffee too. As a matter of fact, in his bio, he says, I may have a coffee obsession. That sounds about right for me too. Anyways, his work, super warm tones, love the portrait stuff that he does. And, like really good composition. Like I'm looking at this one picture, where he shot a model, Miss Rachel West. And I'm just looking at the composition, like the glass behind her, plus the reflection in the bottom, maybe like he used a prism or something, and he's got those subtle teals and oranges. Oh my goodness, this picture is so good. So I really love his work. Give him a follow. He will inspire you. And that's a wrap for today's podcast. I hope you guys enjoy this timeless and priceless information on tax preparation. If you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to me over email or DM on Instagram. And if you'd like that 50% off link, please shoot me a message. Again, if you don't follow me on Instagram, it is at @thespencerryan with one R. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel, Spencer Ryan, and you're going to see the video on this microphone actually dropping very shortly. So hope you all have a fantastic week. Crush it. It's Monday, and I'll see you guys on the next podcast.